Some of the arguments put a remarkably modern sounding. I'm interested in a guy called John Lilburn, who started petitioning in favour of religious liberty and then started petitioning in favour of the rights of the freeborn Englishman. And people had petitioned in the past, but they petitioned as the citizens of Chester or the leather sellers or the poor women of London. But to have someone petition in the name of all Englishmen on my rights as an Englishman seems to be really fundamental. And he was associated with the Levellers, who argued that political power was derived from the consent of the people, and that if a monarch acted against the interests of the people, then that consent could be withdrawn. That's an idea we take for granted, but it's very difficult to have it for the first time. It's kind of like a political equivalent of gravity. Once you've had the idea of gravity, of course, it seems difficult to understand the world without it. But Lilburn and the Levellers and a broader group are arguing for these kinds of rights. We're really saying something very new, but which is now seems absolutely commonsensical. And I think that's remarkable. Some modern human rights lawyers see this as the foundation of human rights, the claim that I have rights by being alive. They're not conceded by anyone. They're not contingent on me being a citizen of this or that country. They are my rights as a human. And they see in the Levellers a step towards that, that just by being alive, I have rights and I can expect particular kinds of treatment from other people.